This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The field appears set for New Jersey's governor's race next year, barring any late surprises. There are six Democrats and four Republicans in the running to replace Phil Murphy. We get an early look at the race from our South Jersey reporter, Mike Daugherty.
Two mayors, Ross Baraka and Steve Fulop, two members of Congress, Mikey Sherrill and Josh Gottheimer, Teachers Union President Sean Spiller, and former Senate President Steve Sweeney round out the Democratic side. For Republicans, they're State Senator and part-time comedian John Bramnick, who has been critical of Donald Trump, and three candidates who support Trump, truck driver and former State Senator Ed Durr, radio personality Bill Spadia, and Jack Cittarelli, who lost a fairly close race 4 years ago. Mike Erasmussen with Rider University says there's a lot for people to take in, as we don't often see primaries this deep.
Every region of the state is well represented, and voters typically don't have this many good choices in New Jersey.
Erasmussen says the candidates are already trying to differentiate themselves and sell their ideas.
I will be very curious to see how the early focus of this field on affordability translates into actual policy.
This will be the first governor's primary without the old county line ballot format. Rasmussen says this more open style is probably why we're seeing so many new candidates thinking they have a shot. At the South Jersey Bureau, Mike Daugherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.